a reading from the Apocalypse. Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, with a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, calling with a loud voice to the one who sat on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is fully ripe." So the one who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came out from the altar, the angel who has authority over fire, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth, and he threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Forgive my frog in the throat. The voice is not quite as good as usual, but please God, you will forgive that. Is the harvest of the earth perhaps fully ripe already, I wonder? Whether I say yes or no, you will most likely ask me how I know. And you won't be satisfied either if my answer is yes and no. The harvest of the earth is fully ripe, but it's not yet fully ripe. It was when the fullness of time had come that, in St. Paul's words, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law and enable us to be adopted as sons. The fullness of time is another of those generous expressions that speak of abundance, of hands outpouring nourishment and assistance of every kind, of hands spread wide, as in the unforgettable figure of Christ the Redeemer spreading those arms wide over the city of Rio de Janeiro. The Torah, enabling the secure formation of Hebrew society so long ago, and the prophetic voices right throughout the history of Israel as well, these plant, we might say, and then they long with a farmer's diligence and patience, long for the fullness of time. They await the harvest and its rich pickings. Diligence and patience, not sitting around idly waiting for the harvest, but tending what has been planted, guarding it, and as it were, husbanding it toward fulfillment and reaping. Jesus in the fourth gospel speaks of himself as the vine and of us as the branches. And this vine, far from pouring out wine only for the benefit of those who thirst, has poured out the very life blood within him for you and me and for so many. Christ's sacrifice has taken all sin away. We are redeemed by his blood. The harvest is the redemption won on Calvary once and for all. The harvest is fully ripe. And yet, time present and whatever time to come have their place too, have their importance. There will be history today, and the fullness of time in that sense is not yet reached. The Lord Jesus calls us to follow, and this echoes in every prayer we struggle to utter, echoes in every opportunity we have to give, to be generous, to be there for others. There can be, for individual disciples, times of exodus and exile still, and we're called back to the land that is the community of the church, where the Lord of glory is worshipped and is prayed to for the inspiration, so that we can, as it were, do likewise. And the very society that is the church, too, has known that we may also legitimately call for times of exodus and exile over the centuries. And there have been repeated calls for the church, for us as a body of disciples, to return to the Lord with heart renewed, and to be ready to speak the name and gospel of Christ to millions not yet born, those who will yet live on earth before that final harvest comes. Fresh crops, perhaps of vegetables we cannot even imagine. Fresh life within the church will be sown, and the completion of the harvest is something beyond the imagination, even of believers. The author of the Apocalypse was one of many who have been doing their best to imagine the unimaginable. Diligence, then, and patience, or if you will, patience and diligence, ora et labora.